This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, March 2. Not today, Satan. Our reading comes from Matthew 4. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answered him, "It is also written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. The devil met Jesus. It may seem strange to consider this story in our reflections about people who met Jesus, because the devil is not a human being. But we can learn some things from this encounter between Jesus and the devil. Three times, the devil tried to disguise a temptation as something good. Turning stones to bread would have sounded good to someone who had just fasted for 40 days. Satan also used scripture, trying to twist its meaning to tempt Jesus. But Jesus stood firm, drawing strength from God's word to resist the devil. Then Satan tried to dazzle Jesus with an offer to give him all the power and authority he deserved. But Jesus turned to the scriptures again, showing that he and God's word are far stronger than Satan and any temptations he can throw at us. Because the devil tempted Jesus, we know that Jesus is truly human. He truly understands what it is like to struggle as we do. But Jesus did not sin. Because Jesus did not sin, we know that he is truly God and that he is powerful enough to save us. As Hebrews 4 verse 15 says, "We do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one, Jesus, who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin." Pray with me. Dear Jesus, thank you for giving us in your word what we need to resist temptation. And when we fall, thank you for providing the power that is forever strong enough to save us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.